Hello, everyone. This is the God's Wow Bench coming back to talk to you from our how-to series, and we are excited about the topic today. Ruth, what are we going to
Yes.
be talking about?
We are talking about one of my favorite topics, how to walk by faith, how to exercise faith, how to live by faith, how to not die, but live.
Oh, that's wonderful. I want to hear more about that.
Well, yeah, you can hear a whole lot. You know, Mary, do you know what faith really is? It's a force field. You know what a force field is? You know, like in science, in physics, where we go in and we use magnets and there's all these little iron filings and we pull them different places. Well, faith, as we develop our faith, is a force field with magnetic energy. Okay, let me define a force field. A force field is an area of energy, such as magnetic energy, that surrounds an object or place. So if faith is a force field around us, that would mean that we can attract to us or repel from us whatever it is that we need. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's really good. That is really good. So, what is the best way to strengthen our faith?
If faith is a force field, then our magnet, our gravitational force inside of us needs to be larger. So when we think about it, if you think about the moon and the earth, the gravitational force of the earth will cause the tides, what the gravitational force on the earth keeps the moon in its place. But as the moon changes, it affects the tides. So you have a high tide or a low tide or a spring tide, which is a really, really high tide. So if we think about it in scientific terms, how would we strengthen our faith? We would increase the gravitational force we have. How do we do that? With the word. With the word, with the Bible, taking different texts in the Bible, decreeing and declaring them over our lives, so that whatever happens to us, we determine. Like we talked about words, we have to determine what happens in our life in order to increase our faith, increase our gravitational force, increase the force field that is around us. So it says faith comes by hearing. Well, if faith comes by hearing, what do we need to hear? We need to hear the word. We need to hear what the Father says about us. I was looking in Hebrews 11. They call it heroes of faith. Abraham, what did he do? He went and he was very obedient and did exactly what the Father told him to do. Father said, "You're going to have a son." He's like, "Okay, I'm 100 years old. You telling me I'm going to have a son? Okay, I am believing that. Even though my stuff doesn't work anymore. And my wife has been through menopause and her stuff doesn't work anymore. But I am going to believe this force field that you, Father, have put around me that's increasing my force field because I am coming into agreement with you. In Matthew, it says, if two agree on anything, it will be established. Matthew 18. So if I'm saying I am agreeing with the Father, anything he says in his word about me, then that force field that is around me or that is emanating from me will get greater and greater and greater to affect everything around me. So I speak the word, no weapon formed against me will prosper. So if there's a storm coming, storm, you are a weapon. I am going to tell you, you cannot come here because the Father said, I can decree a thing and it will be established. So my faith then is getting larger and larger and stronger, like you go into the gym and you exercise your muscles, they get stronger and stronger because of what you're doing. So I'm exercising my faith, aligning it with what the Father says about me, and then I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me.
So could you give us a personal example of how you did that?
Okay. It started when I first learned about faith. I'm like, okay, this is faith. Okay, I can speak to stuff. So I was in Zimbabwe and my niece gave me some tomatoes and she said, these are GMO, you know, the seeds won't sprout. I said, okay, that's what you said. But that's not what the Father said, because the Father said, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will be established. And these are seeds that the Father made, and so they will grow. So I took the tomatoes, I ate the tomatoes, I kept the seeds, and then I spoke to the seeds. And I said, you know what? Your fruit was so good. I need some more of this. So I'm going to plant you and you are going to grow. And you are going to produce some amazing tomatoes. So that's what I did. GMO seeds, okay? Genetically modified so that they would not sprout. I took them, I dried them, and then I planted them. Oh my goodness, Mary, I had the most amazing tomatoes from that tomato plant. Why? Because I believed what the Father said about seeds. So if my faith, my little bit of faith that I had was a seed, and my tomatoes grew from what was said, they had been modified, then So my faith grows now because I'm like, okay, I can change whatever is around me based on what the Father says about me, based on the word.
So you were using your faith to produce life.
Correct.
Yes, which is what we want to do as we're sown into the heart of the Father. The words he's spoken to us in the Bible, in scripture, are words for life, including the words of correction and redirection. So that is absolutely excellent, Ruth. So I have another question to pose to you. What do you think here? Does faith come from our soul or from our spirit?
You know, I think faith comes from both. I think it starts in our soul here on the earth. Because remember, we were luminaries. We came from the heart of the Father. We came from his essence, and he put us in our mother's womb, and we were babies, and we grew. Well, we forgot who we were when we were born, because now we're in the earth. And so we had to learn about faith. If my mama said, you need to, you can walk, you know, you can walk to stand up. Well, I'm learning to crawl and now I'm learning to walk. And my mama says, okay, you can do this. You can do this. You can ride a bicycle. You can, it'll be okay. So now my faith at that point is coming from my soul, my body and my soul. But my spirit, who came from the Father, already knows what I can do, what is inside of me. So at that point, the faith of my spirit increases the faith that's in my soul as a young child, because my spirit knows and is connected to and is listening carefully for what the Father is saying about me, for what Yeshua has done for me, for what Mama Spirit is telling me I am. And so as I'm listening and I'm reading the Bible and I'm connecting with the Trinity, I'm like, okay, I can do this. And so I'm getting stronger and stronger, because the word, like, I'm trying to remember who was taught to eat the book. What I'm doing is I'm eating the book. I am taking the words and I'm consuming them with my spirit. And so my spirit gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
That is really powerful. So eating the word actually is also a metaphor for taking it in, digesting it,
correct,
absorbing it, and using it for the building up of our soul. That is the bridge between the spirit and the body.
Correct.
And so you're also talking about using faith to train our soul to be connected to the spirit, connected as part of our three-part being to the Trinity. So we do need to go through some training and some learning with that, because you said earlier, as we're born out of the womb onto the earth, we are now learning that we have to operate with all these things, these moving parts around us that are on the outside of us. So we begin to operate from the outside in, instead of remembering how to operate from the inside out. And then as we come on this journey and we are awakened to the sonship journey, and then we commit to it and step into it, we are beginning to recall and remember how to operate from the inside out. And so the reference to eating the book is in John. And in, I'm sorry, in John, but John in Revelation.
Right.
And that whole powerful reference is something that we can apply to ourselves, because Timothy also was told by Paul to show himself approved through study and through discipline and through application. So that is really, really powerful. We also know that faith actually emanates a frequency. So that is part of what we walk out as we grow and mature and understand that we are emanating the frequency of the Father's heart as we're entwined in the Trinity. We're emanating the frequency of Yeshua and the frequency of Mama's spirit as we're maturing and walking out what we've been created for, what our destiny scroll is. So here's another question. What does it mean to function in the faith of the Trinity?
Again, we need to go back to the word, to the Bible, to the scriptures, and look at what people have done in order to function, align our lives with the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I love this story. It's about the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria was planning to attack Israel. And every time he got his army in position, the army of Israel was already there waiting for him. And so after three or four times, he turned around and he said, okay, who in here is the spy for Israel? And they said, no, 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 nobody's spying. It's the prophet. When he sits in his bedroom, God tells him everything that's happening. And he knows exactly when you're going to attack. So he said, oh my goodness, is that what's going on? So then he decided he's not going to say anything. He's just going to go and surround the city because he said, we have got to get rid of this prophet. Well, that's what he did. He sent his army to surround the city. And Gehazi, the servant of the prophet, says, oh, my father, he woke up in the morning and look outside. The army of Assyria is surrounding the city. And Elisha was just calm and he said, Father, open his eyes and let him see. Those that are for us are more than those that are against us. And when his eyes opened, he saw the armies of Israel, the armies of the Father, in the clouds, chariots and angels. And now remember, angels are made of fire. So if you see chariots up in the sky that are burning with riders that are made of fire, you would say, okay, we need to go home. This is not a place that we need to be. And so when we think about functioning with the faith of the Trinity, we have to believe everything the Father said. For Elisha, he said, don't worry about it. I got you. I got your back. You know, in Isaiah, it says, when we fast, the different things that happen. But Father also says, I will be your rear guard. And so I can move forward knowing, okay, Father, you said, if I do this, you're going to watch my back. So I'm now taking the word and saying, Father wants me to eradicate sin from the realm of creation. How do I do that? I have to decree what it is that I want in order for it to be established. So what's in the realm of creation? The land that will not produce anything because of the blood that has been shed. And so what do? I need to bless the land. I need to tell the land, you were created to produce good things for us. I am blessing you. I am removing the curse from the slavery, from sacrifice, from altars that were built. I am removing all of that from you. And I am pouring the blessing of the Father on you. I may even take a cup of oil and bless the oil and say, this is symbolic. I am blessing you. I can speak to the trees and say, I am so sorry that you have not produced fruit. And so I'm going to give you extra water. My job is to eradicate sin from the realm of creation. And so I'm speaking to the clouds. I'm speaking to the rain and I'm saying, we need rain here. We don't need a flood. We need rain. Because the Father said that he will no longer destroy the earth with water. So I can say, okay, this rain that's coming will not produce a flood. It will water the ground and the plants will produce what they need. What other things happen on the earth? Fire. Fire. Fire is a good thing, but it needs to be controlled, because a controlled fire will clear the underbrush, give nitrogen into the soil, so that whatever grows out of it now is plentiful, is feeding animals. So what do? I look at third world countries. What do? They do controlled burns. They don't let the fire spread. They start the fire, but they control where the fire goes. That's what the Father does. He's controlling the fire inside of me. As I'm speaking over myself, he's controlling the fire inside of me. So it will eradicate all the negatives inside of me. And now my heart, my soul, my spirit is in a position to produce good fruit for the Father and to speak something different into the realm of creation because of who I am and who He has established me to be.
So you have highlighted that faith is needed in our natural dimension. But you've also touched on the fact that faith is needed for the supernatural dimensions. Right. When we talk about the eradication of sin, we're talking about co-laboring with the Trinity for the purpose of reigning and having dominion over what has been given to us. But we need faith also for the supernatural dimensions.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I believe that angels come to us to help us, just as with Daniel. When Daniel was praying and he needed an answer, it took a while for the answer to come. But he didn't stop praying. He believed that the answer was coming. It took 2 weeks, but the answer came because the angel who was sent with the answer had help. Another angel came to help him to prevent the adversary from stopping the answer for Daniel. And then Daniel was praying, and the law was, yeah, you can't pray to your God. Throw him in the lion. Throw him to the lions. What do lions do? They eat when they're hungry. They attack and they eat. Well, apparently, as we read the book of Daniel, Daniel believed he was so connected to the heart of the Trinity that when he was thrown into the lions, the Father covered him. They didn't eat him. Now, somebody said that it's possible that Daniel went into another dimension and then came back. I don't know. All I know is the Father grows our faith as we are connected to him.
Well, that's absolutely true. And who could actually resist wanting to be in the heart of the Father, in the heart of Yeshua, in the heart of Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, in order to walk out our purpose, our destiny scroll on this earth, in order to co-labor with them? There's nothing more magnificent in my estimation of this relationship with the Trinity. When we think about the fact that we are made in their image, that they actually deign to create companions for them who are us, made in their image for this beautiful purpose. And the ultimate purpose is for love. So this has been a really wonderful conversation. And you have given us a lot of prompts in order to apply how to build our faith. And I just want to add one more thing, because I know communion is
Oh, yeah.
also building our faith. We grow our spirit man through communion. We grow the ability for our soul to cooperate in its rightful position, not in its position to control and maneuver and operate out of triggers, but its rightful position of relationship with the spirit and with the body. And communion nourishes the body. So I just wanted to add that as one more thing to our toolkit, to our sharing today, that talks about the building of our faith. So is there anything else that you want to add as we wrap up?
Yes, create a force field around you and inside of you, because we are created to be supernatural.
Oh, that's really good, Ruth. Thank you for that. And so we appreciate you, all you listeners, all of you who have come on to join us on this journey, this wonderful journey into the love and into the heart of HaShulu Chakodesh, Holy Trinity. So we will talk to you next time. Blessings and shalom.